This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Omenzon. We're continuing our conversations with the candidates running to fill the seat of retiring Congressman Sam Farr. Today, we hear from Jack Digby. He's a union iron worker and Navy veteran from Capitola who is running as an independent. Journalist Lewis Leader interviewed him about why he's running and what being an independent means to him.
Tell me why you're running for office.
Well, I'm running for office because I want to be a congressman. I'm not running because of any fault or deficit in either of the candidates that I'm running against. In fact, they're all great people. I want to be the voice of the Central Coast. I want to go and fight for freedom and democracy. I want to fight oligarchy, aristocracy, and oppression. I want to bring new blood to Congress from the 20th District. That's why I'm standing up. That's why I'm running.
You said it's unacceptable the way that Sam Farr retired and has left his seat to Leon Panetta's son, Jimmy. Tell me more about that.
If you look at the way that Leon Panetta gave the seat to Sam, now Sam is giving it back to Jimmy. Evidence of that is that no other reputable Democrat has run. Look at Bill Monning. Look at Mark Stone.
Who decided not to run? Neither of them.
None of them have decided to run. Why wouldn't they run? They're qualified for that job. Why aren't they running? The answer is, well, maybe they don't have as much courage as I do.
Let's presume you're elected. What are some of the initial steps you would take as a congressman?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is make sure that we get an adequate water supply here on the Central Coast. Water is very important. People don't realize how close we came to running out of water last year. With a big agricultural base here and a growing population, we need to make sure that we have water on the Central Coast.
In addition to water, what do you see as pressing issues?
Healthcare. I want to see all Americans have some access to healthcare. I want to see prescription drug prices go down. I'm tired of seeing old women in the grocery stores looking through their cart, holding their pills in their hands. I know that they don't have enough money to buy food and their medication. We owe more to the people who gave us this great nation than to see them suffer in poverty in their later years.
Speaking of affordable health care, do you feel the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, do you think it went far enough?
I don't think that it went far enough. However, President Obama has faced hurdles at every juncture in his presidency, so it's really hard to hold it against him. It's a step in the right direction, but I think single payer for all is the way to go.
If you're elected, who would you presumably work with more closely? The Democrats, the Republicans, independents? How do you see yourself as in Congress?
I will work with those who fight for the principles of freedom and democracy, regardless of whether or not they are Republican or a Democrat or a socialist. I will look for people who work hard, and I will work hard with them.
In the current Congress, are there particular people who you find yourself aligned with?
Elizabeth Warren. I like Elizabeth Warren. I want to come after the big banks. I want to get rid of all student debt. And I would definitely enlist my services with Elizabeth Warren.
How would the government pay for the elimination of student debt?
It's easy. We live in a Federal Reserve world. The money doesn't have any real gold value. It's basically a merit system. It only has value because we believe it has value. If Americans believe there's a value in our economy by erasing all student debt, it's not going to hurt us. You know, I just want to be that candidate that's going to get out there and take money from defense and put it into education. People say that you can't pay for progressive ideas. I'm here to tell you they're wrong. I can pay for these progressive ideas. I can help Americans have more money for retirement. I can help Americans get an education. I can help the American children rise to the levels we've been at before. I can help us be number one again.
That was congressional candidate Jack Digby speaking with Lewis Leader. You can find their complete interview on our website, kazu.org. There you can also find interviews Lewis Leader did with candidates Casey Lucius, Barbara Honegger, Jimmy Panetta, and Joe Williams. This is KAZU News.